producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Yuck. Rainy day in Fargo, anyway. Welcome, folks, to What's on Your Mind. And I'm not going to let any stinking rain get me down. I don't know about you, but it is wet. Showers, 61 degrees right now this hour in Fargo, Moorhead, heading for a high today of 77. No rain in the oil patch. The Boom and Bakken, a little bit of sunshine today, 55 degrees right now, heading for 75. There is some... A chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon, mid-70s for a high. But anyway, it looks like most of the rain showers on the eastern edge rather than the western edge on this fine day. As I page through our listenership out in the Bakken, I don't see a hint of rain at all. But I do in Grand Forks with showers and 61 at this hour. In Hillsboro with thunderstorms and 61. Grafton, no showers, but cloudy 59. Kindred, showers 61. Breckenridge, cloudy 61. Some scattered thunderstorms over in Fergus, 64. Same with Detroit Lakes. Thief River, no showers, but cloudy. Warroad, showers up there. Watertown, just cloudy. Aberdeen, just cloudy. And, again, thunderstorms in Fargo and 61 degrees. Okay, coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind, where the telephone number for you to tell us what's on your mind is 855-200-1776. I need your help, fine listeners of this program today. Disturbing poll I want to spend some time talking about. For 6 out of 10 Americans, they say the American dream is gonzo, dead, finito. It's a very dangerous statistic. You know, we see a lot of news headlines, we see a lot of polls, we see a lot of things, and I don't get too revved up about any of them. But this one disturbs me. This one worries me. Because I believe there is nothing more dangerous to a human being than the loss of hope. And if you believe, hey, I can't make this go, wow. That's scary. That's really scary. Now, you know, there's a faith question in there too, because I think what the circumstances might be in your town, with your job, with health issues or whatever. Obviously, you need an anchor. For me, that's faith. That's my Christian beliefs. That the reason for my hope has nothing to do with this world. It has everything to do with the next world. And if we follow him in this world, we'll be fine in the next, right? And that's what would always give me hope, despite whatever circumstances, which, you know, plenty of ups and downs like everybody. But I think of all the headlines, all the dumb decisions, all the statistics that we could point to from the current administration. I think obviously the economy is leading to a large part of this poll push. It's just pretty disturbing to me. That's one of the more alarming statistics and a damning statistic, I believe, a detrimental one for the Obama administration. Or is it just another poll? Does it mean much of anything? And should we take solace from the fact that, we're bucking a lot of the trends that are leading people to believe this? Anyway, what's your take on that? I think it's... very disturbing would be my take, and I want yours at 855-200-1776. We'll spend some time on that today. Blanquita Cullum is in. We're possibly going to be hearing from Ellen Ratner as well, who's traveling with the president overseas, his trip being overshadowed again by questions over this Bergdahl swap, but headed for Normandy. That's why Ellen went. She went over... to participate in the D-Day events, but is traveling with the president on a presidential trip. So she'll have a lot of stories to tell us when she gets back. But the possibility she was going to check in today if she could get the times to line up. but Glenn Keita-Cullen will be here. Fargo Mayor Denny Wallacker at the bottom of the line. We talked yesterday with Brad Wimmer, or day before yesterday, I guess, with Brad Wimmer, the mayoral candidate in Fargo. And Denny Wallacker, the current mayor, will join us stumping for your vote. Early voting, by the way, continues this week. Holiday, the Doublewood Inn and also the Hilton Garden Inn, if you want to do that beginning at 10 a.m. If you're not going to be able to vote on Tuesday, good idea to get her done. All right, and a couple other guests will join us. Pete Hannabut will be here. He is the public policy director for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. A number of ag groups in North Dakota have come together on the EPA overreach and the proposed open waters rule, so we're going to get an update on that. And 10 years to the day after his death, what is the legacy of Ronald Reagan? What is a Reagan conservative? One of my favorite authors, Reagan biographer Dr. Paul Kenger, is here with some details of his new book, 11 Principles of a Reagan Conservative. Boy, what we'd give for Ronald Reagan again today. I bet we wouldn't have a poll with 6 out of 10 Americans saying the American dream is dead, would we? I don't think we would. All right, here's some details on this story, and then your take on it. The American dream is impossible to achieve in this country, says the CNN Money story. So say nearly 6 in 10 people that responded to the CNN Money American Dream poll. However they define it, it is out of reach. Young adults aged 13 to 34 most likely to feel the dream is unattainable. Wow. Think of that. 18 to 34, most likely. What's the number there? I'm going to try and find that number for you here a little bit. Break down some more of this today. Some 63% of all Americans said most children in the U.S. won't be better off than their parents. This dour view comes despite respondents, 54% feeling they are better off than their own parents. The downbeat mood, not surprising, say economic mobility experts. The pessimism is reflective of the financial realities a lot of families are facing. They are treading water, but their income is not translating into solid financial security. The vast majority of Americans have higher incomes than their parents, but that's in large part because most families have two earners now. Only half have more wealth, she said. Meanwhile, the savings rate is low and unemployment is high. College rates are rising faster than inflation, and student loan debt is exploding. People also tend to be more pessimistic about the next generation's fortunes in general than their own children's prospects. All right, I'm going to go down a rabbit trail here. And that is, I understand this is a CNN money poll. So they're doing this based on, how do you feel your prosperity will be? How do you, your chances to get a job, and the like. All right. Is that what happiness is? Is that what, your happiness is centered around? I need a better job so I can have a higher salary and buy more stuff, and then I'll be happy. Is that what this is saying? One so-called expert from the Brookings Center on Children and Families, quoted in the story, says the American dream is not dead. Ron Haskins. Two landmark studies released earlier this year concluded that mobility is worse in the U.S. than in many other developed countries, but has not changed significantly over time. Researchers found significant differences in mobility across the nation. Those who live in areas with higher economic growth and better schools have a greater chance to climb the economic ladder. The studies also found that areas with large African-American populations, such as the South, have lower rates of mobility for all residents. Mobility is an issue, but it hasn't gotten any worse, says this Haskins. I don't know that mobility
is going to be tied to anybody's. I don't get that. I don't know what that means. Another analysis here has this. CNN did this poll, but CBS has a story about why people feel the way they do. Why most say the American dream is out of reach. And they tie it again to economics. Well, the last recession officially ended in June 2009. That may come as a surprise to many Americans who increasingly feel the American dream is out of reach. While the American dream may mean different things to different people, higher wages than their parents or home ownership or a healthy bank balance, the survey is reflecting the lingering impact of the recession, lagging wages, a tough job market, and greater income inequality. That's a good question. What does the American dream mean to you? The poll number suggests here the 6 and 10 say it's about basically being better off than your parents, which is, again, tied to the financial side. All right, lots to unpack here, and I want your take on this. 855-200-1776. Lankita Cullum, one half of the Golden Girls, when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Summertime is officially here. Time to plan your getaway to one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. We're talking Chase on the Lake. Get a load of this deal for listeners of this very radio station. For the entire summer, you can stay three nights at Chase and get your fourth night free. Lakeside condo, Lakeview hotel room, classic lodging, every category in play for this great deal. Stay three nights, the fourth night is free. Time to plan that vacation. You can explore a little guided fishing on Leech Lake. You can walk to downtown Walker, take a pontoon or jet skis out on the lake, or just relax. Some lakeside dining at the 502 restaurant. Chase on the Lake embodies the comfort of up north. It's great. There's no blackout dates, no restrictions. Pick your dates, stay three nights, get your fourth night free. Simple as that. In your choice of accommodations at the wonderful Chase on the Lake. Just go to chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Past the hour, this is What's on Your Mind? Tell me, 855-200-1776. And let's take our own poll here. Is the American dream alive and well? Or is it out of reach, like 6 out of 10 Americans think? I would get 6 out of 10 people in Detroit thinking that, maybe even higher. But I don't believe that's the case here. But I really want to understand it a little better. Blanquita Cullum is here. Blanquita Cullum and Ellen Ratner join us regularly on the program, The Golden Girls, and look at issues from different perspectives. Ellen is with the president overseas, whose trip is was supposed to be about, I don't even know what, well, I know it was supposed to be about participating and commemorating the events of D-Day, but obviously some other foreign policy stops. They're usually well-managed, you know, staged sort of photo op, make him look very presidential events, and that sort of all went out the window with that weekend deal for the prisoner swap on Bergdahl, because that's the president's under siege over this thing big time. Blanquita, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and I took an interesting poll on my own site yesterday. I asked this question, just a thought for you, that I said, in light of the release of 5 senior Taliban strategists and terrorists, should the U.S. government take extra steps to ramp up security for the grid, water supply, military bases, and the borders? Or is this just an overreaction? What do you think? And the majority of people said, ramp up.
Ramp up they did, huh?
Well, they're concerned. You know, they are, and there are people that answered this that are normally very cool heads. But, you know, it's, I think they're worried that we are vulnerable. And, you know, this is not the kind of thing that you're saying, try to, you know, get your food supply for a year. These are people that are saying, okay, you know, we're going to try to manage this the best we can, but let's make sure that everything is okay. Yeah. Secure. It's like locking the door at night when you go to bed.
What do you make of this survey? CNN Money survey that for 6 out of 10 Americans, they believe the American dream is dead on life support. I mean, I never get too wrapped up about polls, Blanquita, but this one to me is probably the most damning statistic for the administration because it's basically related to the economy. And also one that worries me more than most, because it seems to me when people get in that post where they believe a dream is dead, then you've lost hope, and then you're circling the drain, you know?
Yeah, but then again, I wonder if these are people who typically think that they don't have to get out and make a living, that they don't have to get out and make a difference. I mean, we had the old can-do spirit up until, I'd say, the past maybe 8-10 years, where people really knew that they could get out and make a difference, they could get out and fix things. If they were going to make the American dream happen, it was in their hands. You know, you come to this country traditionally, if you look at the history books, because it's trying to have the right of self-determination. I think right now people are going to have to work harder, and I think it's going to be for every mom and dad and grandparent and great-grandparent out there important to give life lessons to young people, to give them some inspiration, to help them in the direction to not see things that are hopeless and see villains win. I think it's going to be important to try to be able to help them to understand that, you know, the American Revolution and the World War II and all those great parts of history that we look at, they were hard. And getting the American dream is not supposed to be easy.
And do you think that these 6 out of 10 want it to be easy? They just are, this is the wussification of America? Or what does this mean?
I think it might be a bit of a wussification of America. And, you know, frankly, anything you want is hard. Anything you want to have that's important to you, you have to work towards, has ups and downs. You know, what's the old thing that Winston Churchill used to say? If you're going through hell, keep on going. Never, 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 never quit. Americans need to get that resilience back and not think, well, okay, just because it didn't work out this time, it's not going to be better. Or, you know, we have to get a little backbone back.
Interesting.
And again, get people out there to vote. If they want this country to get back on the right track, they're going to have to get people in office to understand balanced budgets, understand, you know, honor duty country. And part of that is just by showing up at the polls to vote.
That shouldn't be too hard, should it? Although
People get lazy. People get lazy. They get apathetic. They read those polls and they say, what difference does it make anyhow? I'm just one person. It doesn't count. Well, like you, Scotty, I'm here to tell them that it does count. One person makes a difference.
But see, that's part of losing hope again. That's like that's part of and that to me, that's what's most disturbing here. You know, this idea that I can't make a difference, that oh, it's just it's part of a much bigger picture of a negative view of the future.
Well, I feel like that scene with Cher and Nicolas Cage in Moonlighting. I want to slap them in the face and say, snap out of it.
Yeah, I do too.
Pick up a shovel and make a difference.
Emailer says, just wait, it will not be long before North Dakota is as pessimistic as the rest of the nation. Once the coal-fired power plants of the state are shut down, once the fracking in the Bakken is shut down by the EPA, once the agriculture dust standards are implemented and the economy of North Dakota is destroyed, the folks in North Dakota will be as pessimistic as those in Detroit.
Well, don't let them. Stand with your member of Congress. Be a vocal person. Write to the press. Call radio stations. Work against it. Work against people that aren't going to try to shut your state down. Get out there and make a difference. Don't just sit on the sidelines and bemoan situations. Get out there and work.
Yeah,
make a difference.
I tend to agree with you. I think that the danger is, there is, in my view, nothing more dangerous than losing hope. And this is the signal some people, forget it. Can't make a difference.
There's people like you, Scotty, who's a voice every day of inspiration. Courage is contagious. You know, people need leadership. People need people to get out there and say, come on, get on with it. Don't let this stuff get in your head. You're stronger than this. We can make a difference. We can win this. And, you know, we can, you know, not every time do you win every battle, but you still can win the war. We can't become defeatists. That's not the American way.
You're getting me pumped up now.
Well, because I live it and I believe it. And I know it to be true. And I know the great spirit of the American people, especially out there in North Dakota.
Well, that is one of the great benefits here, that we're able to buck that trend without question. And, you know, there's a lot to, you know, people here don't wait around for somebody else to, you know, improve their lot in life. That's, I think, the important thing. But I'm curious about this. We're going to continue to dig into this a little bit throughout the day and get some analysis from the wise audience that we call our own here on the program. All right. Well, be well today, and hopefully tomorrow we'll connect with Ellen from overseas. I know she's going to try and check in at least one day this week. So tomorrow's the day. Thanks, BQ. More coming up. Mayor Danny Wallaker next.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Before the top of the hour, Tuesday brings Election Day, and Fargo Mayor Denny Wallacher is seeking a third term, trying to chat with as many of the candidates as we can. Fargo, obviously, North Dakota's biggest city and a big part of the economic engine of North Dakota, so folks all throughout the state obviously paying attention to that, but specifically Fargo voters go to the polls, and Denny Wallacher, the mayor of Fargo, joins us now to talk a little bit about his bid for a third term as mayor of Fargo. How are you, Mayor?
Good morning, Scott.
Nice to catch up with you. How's it going?
Good. As good as can be expected. As far as the process is concerned, it's certainly different. And we're approaching this whole process with a certain amount of optimism, but we'll find out on the 10th.
Why is it different? What's different in the sense that
it's once again. I mean, you know, 8 years ago, Brad Swenson was one of the candidates, and he spent upwards of $40,000 to $50,000 on the campaign. It's that part of it's not unusual to have people that are going to overspend. What I can do and so forth. And that's part of it. The other part is I do not personally believe that partisan politics is any part of a local election. And I don't know from what I've seen and so forth, it is a big part of this election. And I don't know how to measure that. I don't know if anybody's going to do any polls from the pre-voting and so forth. And we'll see where we stand. But right now, we're doing everything we possibly can to be successful and move the city forward and continue to move it forward. You just take, for instance, Microsoft, you take Sanford. I was a big part of convincing Sanford to come to this community. And I think it was a good move because Medicare was in significant trouble at the time and so forth. So they needed a bailout and so forth. Is everybody happy with Sanford? I can't imagine everybody's happy about everything. But I still think in the long run, once the hospital gets built and so forth, it'll go a long, long ways to improving health care in this community, in this area.
So what's different this time is that, you're obviously running for a third term. You mentioned Brad Swenson, who you ran against for your first term for mayor, and it was a campaign, right? There was, a fair amount of campaign. Last time around, you really didn't have a race at all, and this time you do. Which do you prefer? You've had it both ways now. I mean, isn't campaigning sort of part of the game?
Well, yes and no. You take Rich Mathern over in West Fargo, he's running unopposed. I envisioned this to run run my last term unopposed based on my record and so forth of providing services to the general public and so forth. And the issue has changed dramatically. Looking at, you know, what can somebody do? I mean, first of all, it's we have a very, very robust community today. And why is that? Because of all the work that's been done and so forth by an awful lot of people, so forth. So give credit to one person? No, absolutely not. Let's give credit to a lot of people in this community that are making, you know, we don't always agree. Doug Burgum is a huge, huge part of our Renaissance Zone. And we applaud him for what he has done for our community and so forth and what he continues to envision and so forth. But one of the things, caution needs to be part of the process, and we can't be everything to everybody. And, you know, it's the same way with the safety net. I mean, we can't be everything to everybody and so forth. So Fargo politics, what's happening right now is with the spending, we're going to spend, I suppose, in my campaign, somewhere between $8,000 and $10,000, and that's going to be our maximum as far as expenditures are concerned, and considerably more than that is going to be spent by the opponent.
Does that matter, though? I mean, why does that matter?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I've worked extremely hard, Scott, to get the faith of the people to understand that I'm honest, straightforward guy. You know, I mean, back in 2009 when we were being pushed by our congressional delegation and some other high-ranking people in both the federal government and the state government to evacuate our city. And that was probably the most difficult time in my entire career because I didn't know that they had made plans already to change the direction of the interstate, have all four lanes, both directions, getting out of Fargo. What people didn't understand is what we had accomplished in that entire week in making preparations. And so, you know, do I fault them for being strong advocates for evacuation? No, absolutely not. They didn't want to happen to Fargo what happened in Grand Forks. And to me, it would have been a similar situation if we abandoned our first line of defense, which is every home along the Red River in the city of Fargo. If we don't have people on every one of those dikes monitoring their sump pumps and making sure and giving us a call if there's a leak and so forth, we would have lost. There's no question in my mind. And what I finally put it down is this. I said, we will evacuate our children and we will evacuate the nursing homes, but unless the river gets to 42 feet, which was our protection level at that time, we're not going to consider it. And then all of a sudden they changed their process and they said, okay, this is the city's decision and so forth. And I said, well, that's fine. But I said, if the river goes to 42 feet, we will consider mandatory evacuation, but not until that time. And then my memory serves me correct the next day that, because I said it was not the same as 97. 1997, we had 50 sections of water south of Fargo between here and Highway 46 that had to go to the river and through our community. We had nowhere near that in 2009. The river was higher, more of the water got into the river quicker and so forth, but we did not have that backup that was happening. So I said, basically, 42 feet is what I'm comfortable with, and we cannot go any higher than that. We don't have time. And I said, if that happens, we will certainly consider emergency evacuation. But until that happens, we're not going to abandon our first line of defense. And I have the excerpt. The entire notes of that meeting that was held at 12:15 at the end of the month or the end of the week and so forth. And so I know what I said. I know what everybody said and so forth. as I reviewed that, you know, that process. And Scott, you've been there. You fully understand what happened in Grand Forks. Was it because of lack of effort? Absolutely not. It was just overwhelming. The river was overwhelming at that time with their protection level. And now they're pushing 200-year protection, and Fargo still hasn't received 100-year protection, not for another 3 or 4 years before we finally get to that point. And then if the Corps of Engineers get their process through, it's going to go up again, and FEMA will have to deal with that. So the biggest problem with all of this is flood insurance. Building will stop in this community. And so for this, is it my primary issue? I don't believe it's my primary issue. It's one of the highest on my list. Number two is water for the Red River Valley, not just Fargo, for Jamestown, Valley City, all of the communities, and from Wahpeton to Grand Forks. It's not just water for Fargo and so forth. So that's my number two priority, and we're working very hard on that process right now. And as far as the diversion is concerned, I think we have conquered the majority of the process of getting there. When we got authorization, that was a big step. And right now, then everybody jumps into, well, what about appropriations? Well, that's a different. That's something that's still awaiting us, and we're working on that. So, I mean, everything in Fargo, and you know it as well as I do, Scott, this is a community that's moving forward. I mean, 8 years ago when I endorsed Brad Wimmer for the city commission in Lindenwood Park, I felt he would make a good commissioner. But the process is changed dramatically. I mean, it's just changed. I mean, so you want somebody that's is what I consider myself a very, not that Brad's not an honest person, but if you want somebody with the support of the community, and win, lose, or draw, the only reason I'm into this whole campaign for a third term, it would be my final term and so forth, and then I will go into the sunset. But the whole process with this, dealing with what's going on here, I don't think anything other than honesty, and our people trust me. So we'll see. I'm very anxious to have somebody conduct a poll to find out where we're at before Tuesday. But if that doesn't happen, that's fine. And we'll find out on Tuesday night how things went.
Yeah, probably not time for a poll at this point. The only poll that matters, I guess, is when the numbers are counted on Tuesday, and it sounds like the bottom line is you just have more to do and feel like you've led the city ably to this point, and want to give the citizens another opportunity to keep you at the helm for one more term. And Mayor, only about 30 seconds left, but anything else you want to say in closing?
No, that's fine. I tried to convince Brad not to do this, to wait 4 years, but he said, no, now is the time that I have to do this. So I was pretty much behind in fundraising and things like that. So we mounted a campaign. There's been parts of the campaign that have been extremely hilarious and fun for me. My Facebook page is just, my two daughters just love it and so forth. And that was all done in the right mode. Was not.
There's a lot of eyeballs there, that's for sure. Mayor, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. We're up against a hard break here. Fargo Mayor Denny Wallaker has pitched to be your mayor for 4 more years.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I need some help now from the audience. I don't know what I'm going to do here. It's official. President Obama has announced his travel to North Dakota will be a week from tomorrow, visiting the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe on Friday. He wrote an op-ed today. I don't know where exactly this is published, but he says in it, 6 years ago today, I made my first trip to Indian country. I visited the Crow Nation in Montana, an experience I'll never forget. I left with a new Crow family and an even stronger commitment to build a future that honors old traditions and welcomes every Native American into the American dream. Next week, I'll return to Indian country when Michelle and I visit the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in Cannonball, North Dakota. We're eager to visit this reservation, which holds a special place in American history as the home of Chief Sitting Bull. And while we're there, I'll announce the next steps in my administration will take to support jobs, education, and self-determination in Indian country. And goes on to talk about a number of the issues that he'll be dealing with when he's here.
And that's what his trip next week is all about. I'm going to hear about it, hear from as many people as possible, ranging from young people to tribal leaders, about the successes and challenges they face every day. I'll announce new initiatives to expand opportunity in Indian country by growing tribal economies and improving Indian education. As I said before, the history of the United States and tribal nations is filled with broken promises, but I believe that during my administration, we've turned a corner together. We're writing a new chapter in our history, one in which agreements are upheld, tribal sovereignty is respected, and every American Indian and Alaskan Native who works hard has the chance to get ahead. That's the promise of the American dream. That's what I'm working for every day in every village, every city, every reservation, for every single American. So the president and the first lady in North Dakota a week from Friday. Now, but here's the dilemma. It's the same day as the tractor trek. Yes, the Cape Fire Tractor Trek, an annual event, has been on the calendar for the 13th of June for a long, long time. I am planning to actually broadcast. We're going to make a different kind of history. We're going to actually broadcast a radio show from a tractor. Or should I switch things up because the president is coming and go cover it on your behalf? That's going to be my Facebook question momentarily here. Yeah. What to do? Quite the dilemma. Well, the president's entire op-ed up on our Facebook page momentarily as well. You'd think that he would check schedules and not want to interfere with them. The tractor track, buddy. I'm telling you, I think unless you, the audience of this program, wish to have me head to Cannibal and cover a presidential visit. I've covered many of them and enjoyed it. I remember the Reagan visit with Mark Andrews. I remember the Clinton visit. Flood of 97. That was a big one. President Obama's not been here. President George W. Bush was here, let's see, at least twice, right? Early in his administration, and then shortly after the second term, covered both of those. Were they both at the Bison Sports Arena? I'm trying to remember. First one was, I know for sure. I think the second one was as well, as I recall. The Social Security push for the second term. And also, I remember First Lady Laura Bush's visit to Bismarck. Was at a school there. Took that one in. But this is his first trip as a president did George Bush 41 come to North Dakota, I wonder, in his term? He came here after he was president, campaigning for Ben Clayburgh. I remember that. But I'm not sure he was here as president. Anyway, help me out there, folks. I need to know what you think I ought to do. Tractor trek, presidential visit. Yeah, it's a tough one. Showers and 61 degrees right now in Fargo, heading for a high of 61. Forecast says scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially during the morning. 79 for a high. Southwest wind at 10 to 15. Chance of rain 50%. Few clouds tonight. Low about 56 with wind southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. 64 and cloudy with some rain showers, mix of sun tomorrow. Weekend looks cool, but no rain. 64 Saturday, 72 Sunday, mid-70s Monday. Most of next week, actually, is going to be in the 70s. All right, out in the oil patch, forecast 57 right now, by the way. Sunshine this morning, scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon. 76 the high, west wind at 15 to 25, chance of rain 40%. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low about 40, north-northwest wind at 15 to 25. Looking ahead, tomorrow, 63, partly sunny. 66 Saturday, partly sunny. Some showers in the forecast Sunday and 70. And also in the 70s all next week. 57 right now, heading for 75. Also, 50 in Williston, heading for 79. 57 in Watford City at this hour. Fair and 59. Some sun and clouds in Newtown. Stanley, same thing, 59. Columbus, partly cloudy, 57. Showers in Grand Forks, 61 at this hour, heading for 79. Hillsboro, showers, 61. Grafton, cloudy 59. Kindred, showers 61. Breckenridge, cloudy 61. Fergus Falls, showers 61 degrees. Detroit Lakes, thunderstorms and 61. Thief River, cloudy 59. World, showers 61. Watertown, 64 degrees at this hour as well. Aberdeen, South Dakota, some scattered thunderstorms and 63 degrees. More of What's on Your Mind coming up straight ahead.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.